Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreaux. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Eddie Bachman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Gettle. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Gettle. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Barney McCoskey. Batting second. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting third. The right fielder, George Binks. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting 8th. The third baseman, Hank Majeski. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bill Dietrich. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball four. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich juggles the ball. That's an error on Dietrich. Mitchell goes all the way around to score. Edwards moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux takes first base on ball four. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Edwards scores. Boudreaux moves to second. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Boudreaux scores. There goes Robinson trying to get to third. Binks throws the ball into Majeski, who tags Robinson for the out. Gordon moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Indians. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman hits a pop-up, foul. Towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Gettle covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Gettle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettle hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Majeski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boudreau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich fires over to first and throws the ball away. That's an error on Dietrich. Boudreau moves to second. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McCoskey hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. McCoskey reaches second base with a double. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 1 in the game. Joost takes first base on ball 4. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0 for 1 in the game. Binks takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey moves to third. Joost moves to second. Brian Stevens now pitching. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Fain takes first base on ball 4. McCoskey scores. Joost moves to third. Binks moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Athletics, 3. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Joost scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Athletics. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0 for 1 in the game. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bachman strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Stevens covering, for the out. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0-for-1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bachman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Metkovich for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-2 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Joost hits a fly ball towards right. Edwards settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Edwards. McCoskey moves to second. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Binks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stevens fields it and throws to third for the out. Joost moves to second. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Hegan and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Joost scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-3, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Chapman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Robinson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson strikes out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-2 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-2 in the game. Majeski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bachman strikes out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby pinch hits for Brian Stevens. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Red Embry now pitching. Nellie Fox pinch hits for Bill Dietrich. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. McCoskey hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. George Binks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Binks is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Binks hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Russ Christopher now pitching. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-3 in the game. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Binks settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell strikes out. Two outs. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0-for-3 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Christopher covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. the Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Chapman hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-3 in the game. Guerra hits a fly ball into right field. Edwards settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Les Fleming pinch hits for Joe Gordon. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bachman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 0-for-3 in the game. Bachman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.